Lesson number six, God is inspirational and loving. It should not be surprising that after a lesson on how God has revealed himself, we should turn to consider how God has inspired his messengers. Inspiration is a special means of revelation. In this lesson, we will speak of our God as inspirational in two related but distinct aspects, both having to do with his relationship with us. The first thing we consider is his influence on us. God is inspirational because who he is and what he does has an exhilarating, enlivening, and exalting influence on all who yield to that influence. He is the one true and living God who has done and continues to do a great work. His greatness and power are seen in his creation and in the gift of life that animates us. We are aware of him as originator. In him we see our beginning. We are aware of him as our director. He gives direction to life and makes history meaningful. We know him as preserver. Our life is sustained by his power. The present is significant because we live for him. In him, we are certain that the future holds promise for us. He holds the whole world in his hands. Our concepts of God as our creator and guide are part of our reality. They are encompassed in our reason for being. When we trust in God, life becomes more than mere existence. The routines of day-to-day activity are engulfed in the larger scope of life. The boredom of mundane tasks and superficial values is replaced by a joyful appreciation for the beauty of God's world and the pleasure of fellowship with God's people. Life becomes an adventure. Zest for living becomes the norm. Is this a Pollyanna type picture, you say? Not at all. We are describing the influence of an inspirational God on those who submit to him. We can know that the preceding analysis is not wishful thinking. We have access to records that show how inspirational his influence can be in the lives of his people. Abram was given great assurance when he expressed concern about the future and his relationship with God. He was told, "Look toward the heavens and count the stars, if you're able to count them. So shall your descendants be." Then he believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness. Genesis 15, verses 5 and 6. Abram was lifted up by the promise of posterity and by the knowledge that his faith in God was not